This is Jack Aiken with Aiken for the Truth. We've been looking at the theories proposed for the origin of coal, and noting reasons for preferring the flood theory above the more commonly known swamp theory. The three reasons discussed last time: many plants found in coal are not swamp plants. Trees found in coal beds sometimes contain energetically transported foreign material. And fossils of saltwater life is often found in coal. All seem to contradict the millions of years slow layering freshwater swamp theory. Now, a fourth observation supporting the flood theory: upright tree trunks penetrating tens of feet, perpendicular, diagonally positioned, or upside down, are sometimes found in and associated with coal beds, showing a short time period for coal forming before the tree could rot and fall. Because the tree is in growth position and shows no root regeneration, it probably was buried very quickly, certainly before it could decay. Fifthly, stigmaria, a fossil root, often found in strata below coal seams, shows a preferred orientation of its long axis due to current action. And it's also filled with sediment, unlike the immediately surrounding rock, and is often found on multiple horizons in beds which are entirely penetrated by upright trees. Sixthly, ordered, repeating sedimentary layers called cycloderms bearing coal formations cover areas of such size, even exceeding 100,000 square miles, far greater than that of any modern swamp. Such complex swamp forming, ocean flooding, and antiseptic treatment finely balanced for such long time periods over such large areas seems very unlikely. Seventhly, the layers of clayey soils beneath the coal bed layers are not always what are found beneath coal bed layers. In fact, many coal seams do not rest on underclays at all, and little evidence of soil exists. In some cases, coal strata rest on granite, schist, limestone, conglomerate, or other rock unsuitable for soil. Now, without soil layer, one can show no base for plant growth. These observations, like the three discussed last time, continue to point us to an energetic, sudden event, and, not surprising to the Bible student, the kind of observations expected to be found as a result of a cataclysmic worldwide flood. So until next time, this is Jack Aiken with Aiken for the Truth.